Why, hello to all the magical, mythical people out there. I am your host, Ethan Kearney, and this is Ivory Discussions. Whoop, 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 whoop. So, today, we're going to be talking about another Ariana Grande song called Positions off of the album that is named the same thing, Positions. So, there are a couple of songs off this album that are pretty good. I cannot recall any of the names of them, shame on me. Point of View, I think that's what it's called. She's saying I'd love to see me from your point of view. That's a good song on there. This song Positions is a good song. It's actually a really good song to me. There's not much to really say about it. The album came out in November of 2020. It was a pretty good release. Yeah. So let's go on and get into it and let's play the song. Okay, so this song right here is doing some really good stuff. The verse, if you want to call it that, is the part where it says, "Heaven sent you to me. I'm just hoping I don't repeat history." Then it goes into the pre-chorus. "Boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on a Sunday, then make a lot of love on a Monday. Never need no one else, babe, because I'll be." Then the chorus is switching the positions for you. "Cooking in the kitchen and I'm in the bedroom. I'm in the Olympics. Way I'm jumping through hoops. Know my love infinite. Nothing I wouldn't do that I wouldn't do switching for you." Let me just say this real quick. These singers, these pop singers and stuff like that, I really wish they had much, much better diction, because I could understand some of that, but it's not really clear, you know, like crystal clear what she's saying, which, I mean, I guess that's what singing anyway, which I have some background in choir. So it is something a little challenging to have to really, really pronounce and enunciate your words, but it can be done. Really, what your teachers say, like in classical music or like college and stuff like that, is if you don't look weird, you're not doing it right. And a lot of pop stars and singers and stuff, technically they don't do it right, but then right is subjective depending on what genre you're in. So it's always a crazy toss-up with like classical, and when I say classical, I mean like school music and the quote-unquote real world, I guess. But anyway, yeah, I think it's very cool, going back to the song, how she or whoever produced it set it up to where the song literally is like one big song. It's really not even sections, to be honest, because usually you'll say, okay, this is the verse, this is the refrain, which is the chorus, and then it goes to a vamp or a bridge. You know, goes to a bridge or goes to a vamp, which there is a bridge in this song. But anywho, she's saying, switching the positions for you, cooking in the kitchen and I'm in the bedroom. I'm in the Olympics where I'm jumping through hoops. Basically, she says she can do it all. You know how they say that phrase, like get you somebody who can do both. That's what she's basically saying that she can do. All right. So moving on. Perfect, good to be true. Good to be true. But I get tired of running. Now I'm running with you. So here we go back to it. She says, the next verse is perfect, perfect. You're too good to be true. But I get tired of running. Now I'm running with you. And it goes back to the pre-chorus. Like, these aren't even really verses. These are just like segments, really, in all honesty. It's not even anything that she's really saying too much. Which, there's not really much to say. I thought I had much to say about this, but the way they formed the song, I mean, there's not much to say about it. But one thing I haven't said yet is the key signature. So you may be wondering, okay, well, what is the key signature to this song? And that is the key of D minor. So D minor is the relative to the key of F major. F major is happy sounding because of that third note. And then D minor is a bit more sad sounding, depending on the context that you're using it in. Relativity in music means that two separate keys share the same key signature. Now you may be saying, also, Ethan, what the heck are you talking about? A key signature is basically, think of it like your signature. When you sign your name, people know that it's you. But someone who has a relative signature, they would have maybe a signature that kind of looks like yours, but it's not quite the same. But that's a horrible analogy. Okay. It's like your brother or your sister. You have the same parents, but you don't look exactly the same. And that's pretty much what key relativity is, because it's the same notes, just flipped. Like, this scale is the same as this. It's just they're starting on two different notes. One is starting on F. One is starting on D, as in dog. And they both have one flat, which is B flat. So, watch this. And then here's D minor. See? So they both have the same key signature. So, basically, where this song goes next, it goes back to the chorus, of what we know as to be the chorus. It goes back to switching the positions with you. And then, I believe, yes, it goes into a part right before the vamp, which we will get into that now. Okay, so it's not really a vamp, because a vamp you say multiple times. So this part that I am calling the vamp, though, I'll call this more the C section. So like the verses are the A section, then the switching the positions for you is the B section, and then this part where she says, this some stuff that I usually don't do, but for you I kinda want to. Cause you're down for me, and I'm down to, switching the positions for you. And then she repeats the phrase. But also I want to acknowledge the fact that in the very beginning, when she does the first chorus, she cuts it off early with that perfect, perfect. But then when we get to this part before the C-section, the C-section, she repeats the chorus more than she did the last time. So, yes, here we go back to the C-section. She repeats the phrase twice, there's some stuff that I usually don't do. So it's not really a vamp. And then it goes back into the B section, which is the chorus or the refrain, whatever you want to call it. And that just repeats. And then she does all of her high notes. So I will let you hear her whistle tones. Now, I will say also another thing, like when you get to the very, when you're playing the very beginning of the song, and it's like the boom, dun, 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 boom, boom, dun, dun, boom, dun, 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 and then there's this like cello that's like, for some reason, I always get my arm out and pull it like I'm going across a cello. I don't know why I do that. I just really like this song. This song is kind of like a, like my personal thoughts on this is that it's a song that is really just cool. Like it's an Ariana Grande song. Okay, guys, it's an Ariana Grande song. It's a pop song. So it's really just a song to kind of get you in the groove of something. Like you're not really going to dance to this thing, but it's something that is a nice listen. It's something that you could just sit down and you just bob it in the car. You just like, boom. Well, you can't see me, but I'm bobbing my head back and forth, you know. So it's one of those things where it's not really meant for you to dance to it or do too much to it. But like listening to it, it's a really great song. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, the whole song is the same chords over and over and over again. But in a song like this, you're not worried about chords. And like chords are like from doing, like chords, just groups of notes together. It's a really good song to, like I said, just to listen to. And it's really easy and straightforward in the sense of, you know, there are some times where it has just the drums and that little plucky, was a pizzicato is what it's called, on a string instrument where you're just pulling the string instead of strumming it or like with a bow. Just that type of stuff just makes it, you know, and they just add a little more with the, like with those parts where the chords come in, like the switching the positions for you. And then they add the little chord with that little top melody on it, just little stuff like that, that just makes the song a little bit more intriguing than the last time you heard it. Because I mean, with them keeping the same instruments throughout the whole thing, they have to use certain ways to make it interesting to the listener to keep their attention. So I think this song does a really good job of that. It's not one of my favorite songs, but it's one of my, favorite Ariana Grande songs, I guess I would say. So let me know what you think about this song at my email. It is ethankearney625@gmail.com. That is ethankearney625@gmail.com. And I will talk to you later. Yes, I will talk to you at the next installment of Ivory Discussions.